Hello, and welcome back to A Unity Moment, presented by Detroit Unity Temple. I'm producer Jesse, and your hosts this evening are...
Good day. Once again, we want to say thank you for joining us right here for A Unity Moment, sponsored by Detroit Unity Temple. My name is Pastor Gregory Geis, and we would just like to extend this to you with a wonderful blessing. And these are my colleagues.
Reverend Melanie Porch Donahue.
Reverend David Stubbs.
And we have a wonderful program we're bringing to you. And Reverend David, last week we sort of brought to everyone a wonderful beginning as we talked about going back to school. And I'm telling you, that was a great episode. I hope all of our listening audience from around the world truly enjoyed that. I'd like to share, we had a note that came to us from deep in the heart of the United States, and we just want to say thank you for those who have communicated to us. And we want to tell you, it is a blessing just to hear from you, no matter where you might be living throughout this country or throughout the world. And it's nice to know, David, that we got people who are listening to our radio broadcast from South America, from South Africa, from the amazing Caribbeans, and from our own cities and throughout the United States, from England, from France. That's just a blessing to know we got people listening to us from everywhere across this country, those blessed souls. But we just hope that you have enjoyed your Labor Day weekend.
Yes, yes.
How was your weekend, Reverend David?
Very good. Well, I go for quiet, but this particular weekend, I went going fishing.
All right, okay.
You went fishing.
Yeah, I'm going fishing. Okay. Well, it's one of my greatest points of relaxation.
Yes.
Going fishing.
And what about you, Reverend Miller?
Barbecue. You already know. That's all that matters. It's barbecue.
Well, I'm glad y'all did enjoy your Labor Day weekend. It was truly a blessing. But, you know, we got to talk about something that's taking place in this world right now. Mm. And so our thoughts are going to go to, first, the community of Haiti.
Yes.
Because no matter how we may feel blessed, there is always somebody or some community that may be going through a little more. So our first focus is going to be on the families that lives in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And too often we forget just to extend our blessings or our prayers. So to all of our listening audience, we want you to join in with us right now as we just take this moment to see and to envision those families being just lifted up right now.
Yeah.
And Reverend David, can you sort of take this thought for those families in Haiti?
Yes, we want to pray not only for peace for them, but we take the prayer for peace. And it says, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for and decree a permanent peace, mm-hmm. uniting all the nations of the earth in league of justice and righteousness, in which the life, liberty, and love of God shall be paramount.
Yes.
And we say that prayer not only for those in Haiti, but for those in Afghanistan, for those that are experiencing turmoil in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
and in the southern states where Ida has done her damage. So we pray for all people here, there, and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What would you add to that, Reverend Melanie?
I guess I would say, especially when you said Louisiana, once again, when I was growing up and we used to say, I used to complain because I had no shoes until I met a man with no feet.
Yes.
And when I think about that, I think about, Reverend Geis, what we went through in the last 2 months, 2 months ago you and last month me, when we were out of, not power, but electricity, for 3 or 4 days, and it was an inconvenience, might even been five. It was an inconvenience in our area. But when you think about Louisiana right now, right? And I'm talking about a whole state out of power, it seems like. I mean, most of them. That's real, you know? And so the things that we thought, I was like, oh, we get our generator, which we have now. If we can get this, we can get that. What does a generator mean? And what does having money mean if a plane ain't flying you out, if you can't get out or do anything
right.
to get anywhere? So that's what your prayer has to be. You know what I'm saying? That God shows up in, through, and as these people, that they still have faith in the midst of what they're going through.
We know that it is God that moves yes. upon the heart of men. And at these times, we really can see that the God that works through men mm-hmm. and women, because we have to understand we are all connected.
Yes. Yeah.
We're in this together. And as our prayers have talked about Haiti and Afghanistan and those families in Louisiana, We can't leave out California.
Yes, definitely.
Because right now in California, there are forest fires that are ripping throughout that entire area. You know, sometimes we have to realize that no matter where we may be at, we would always say the light of God is surrounding us, the love of God is enfolding us.
That's right.
We have to know that in this very moment, right now, that God is with us, no matter where we may be at. You know, there's a statement that is going to come forward in the World Day of Prayer that says, all is well with my soul. Mm. We have to understand that individuals across this world right now are asking all of us to help lift them up. Because I have to tell you that, can you imagine that those firefighters who are battling those flames, that they are trying to hold back the heat, they're trying to hold back those flames that are trying to wipe out a community.
Yeah.
And can you put yourself in their shoes, their boots, and to feel that heat moving on them? And they may be that last line of defense. Stopping a home from being scorched and burned.
Or the doctors in the hospital dealing with the disproportionate number right now of the COVID surge, that they're sitting there doing the same thing. You are the last person they can go, before somebody takes their last breath, possibly. So what do we do with that? And then, you know, and people still do what they do because we have free will, because we have choice. And so all of that, we have to be mindful of. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with.
Some of the firefighters that they have spoken with are out fighting fires while their own homes have burned.
Yep.
Their homes have burned. Yeah.
That's why I love this invocation by Charles Fillmore. And his invocation is for the firemen right now. Mm-hmm. It's for that healthcare worker that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's for that mother, that father, that is out there. And for you as a listener to this podcast, A Unity Moment, I just want you to hear this and breathe it in with you in this very time period. It says, I am now in the presence of pure being, immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. For in thy divine wisdom now erase my mortal limitations, and from thy pure substance of love, bring into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. Those individuals that we talked about, that we describe, are holding that line, are holding true to that purpose, no matter what may be taking place in their life.
Absolutely.
And it's so amazing because as we move into this time period right after Labor Day, we as parents, we as workers, we are as those individuals, we have to understand that when Charles Fillmore wrote that invocation, he was speaking that for all of us.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. It's so important. And what I love about Charles Fillmore's writings is that they're so universal and they're timeless, because we know how long ago that was, but right now it's the same. Like they say, there's nothing new under the sun, but our prayers are still just as wonderfully powerful as they were back then today. And that's the important thing we have to know. Because like you said, you are taking care of other people and your house could possibly be burning down. And that's what a situation, you know what I'm saying, to be in. And really at that point, how strong is your faith that you would still be praising God in the midst? We hope that that's the case. You feel it, but have we ever been in that, for some people, just those depths of despair? Because that's what it probably feels like at this point.
You come on with it right now. People don't realize, you know, how you talk about Reverend David, that this moment in the history of the world right now, how challenging it is. Mm-hmm. And you can imagine if we place ourselves in the thoughts on this Labor Day period of our world leaders. Imagine what President Biden is feeling right now, where he had to make that very critical decision. Where he had to make a decision to bring troops home, sitting in that Oval Office, and had to say, let's bring our troops home on that Labor Day weekend.
He had to make the decision by saying enough is enough. And he knew he was going to get flack behind it. He knew he was going to get blowback behind it. But he made a decision. And sometimes the most difficult decisions are not the ones that are made, but the decisions that you stick by. He didn't waffle. He didn't waver. He said, this is the end.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How interesting.
Melanie, isn't there a prayer for world leaders that you can recall that, let us read that prayer for world leaders.
Through the Christ mind, you are unified in thought, purpose, and understanding for the good of all humanity. Wow. We have to be mindful to send those that prayer to everybody. Mm-hmm. Once again, we talked about before, no matter your political affiliation, no matter if you choose this or don't choose that, because we know that the divinity of God that's in us is in everybody. Even the folk who don't look like you, act like you, think like you, love like you, do anything, we have to be mindful of that.
Say that again. I want our listeners to hear that.
That God, the same divinity of God that's within me, is in every other person or living thing, whether they look like me, act like me, talk like me, whether they do or don't, love like me, because we judge people based on those things. Mm-hmm. Well, they don't look like me, they don't love like me, they don't, you know, think like me. And that's sometimes you have to stop and go, thank goodness they don't. Mm-hmm. It's those days that I go, thank goodness they don't.
Mm-hmm. You are listening to a Unity Moment brought to you by Detroit Unity Temple, 17505 2nd Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, 48203. And our phone number is 313-345-4848. And we invite you to join us in person on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock or catch up with us online at DetroitUnity.com. Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciate that prayer for world leaders, Reverend Melanie, that you brought through. Through the Christ mind, you are unified in thoughts, purpose, and understanding for the good of all humanity. And that's a lonely job, being a leader, sometimes making that decision.
Yep.
Because those troops who are coming home, I'm sure they're grateful to get home. Mm-hmm. And those individuals who have to be there because they may not be able to be there, that 100 or 200 individuals who may find themselves over there, I hope all of our listeners, let's not make this a political issue.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Let us send our thoughts and our prayers and let us surround them with light.
Absolutely.
That's why I love it when we say the light of God is surrounding you, the love of God is enfolding you, and the power of God is protecting you. Mm-hmm. Because we know that right now, they probably are sitting there and holding to the fact, just holding to the idea that somebody over here is keeping them in prayer.
When you think about it, for me, I think about the day that he was inaugurated as president, right? Mm-hmm. It's so much pomp and circumstance that goes with that. And I just want you to think about the day that you were installed. Mm-hmm. Folk love you because it's amazing. That's a great day. And then life happens. You know what I'm saying? So right now he's in the midst of this, but think about even our spiritual leaders and our political leaders, that same stuff will come up on you. You're like, oh, I got this. And then COVID. You're like, what? Ain't nothing ever closed church in the history of church. And COVID came and other things came. So we got to pray for everybody because all of us are going through.
Listen, let's be real. Last Easter, when we had to shut the doors on Easter.
Broke you down.
I never in my life would have believed that we would have had to tell the church that we will not be able to be open on Easter Sunday.
Yeah,
I was going to be hard driven. I was going to be stubborn to that very moment. No, we will not close the doors on Easter and go virtual.
Mm-hmm.
But we closed the doors and had to do it virtually.
And we did. And so we had to embrace something that we talk about kids with all the time, technology. Mm-hmm. But we had to embrace that because that's what got us through. That's how our listening audience were able to see and hear and feel and touch. Still, where two or three are gathered together in our name, even technologically, the Lord was there. So, it changed some things.
And the fact is, too, one of the things that was admirable is that you obeyed the law.
Yeah.
And see, that's what Jesus told us. He said, render to Caesar that which is Caesar. mm-hmm. and render unto God that which is God. You obeyed the law.
Yeah.
Because that was the edict that came back came down is what you have to do.
But we adapted.
Yes, we did.
Because we held the spiritual truth because we found a way to still pray.
You're right.
We found a way still to give spiritually to that whole situation. And now what the real challenge is that we got to talk about, the real question is, our youth continuing on have to find another way to go forward.
Yeah.
Because I love that scripture. I think you said Romans 12:12, that we still have to find a way to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And sometimes transformed don't mean going down. No. We have to still find a way to be lifted up in that Christ spirit, to be raised to a high level of spirituality. And that was it. Do not be conformed to the world,
but be ye transformed. Yeah.
That's right.
And that's where we are today.
Transformation.
Because the world, as it's moving backwards, or as the world is crumbling under all the challenges that's out there, hurricanes and fires, but
that's
somehow
right.
through it all, we have to find a way to lift our children.
And it says, and a little child will lead them. And so we laugh right now, but with some of our apps and the things that we're doing, who are we asking? The young people, because they know it. And so we have to be the things that we thought last year we ignored, didn't want to be bothered with them, they are the ones who are teaching us and showing us a new and different way, right? I always say that the younger people are the ones who are shorter to the ground. They're closer to God. So he's got their ear. They're listening. And they're the hands and feet. And we have to be, that's important. We have to be receptive to that.
Let me just share something with you that I thought about while we were talking about the kids. This is a song by George Benson. I'm only going to use a couple of verses. It says, I believe the children are our future.
Oh, yeah.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Right.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us of how it used to be.
Yeah.
Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs, a lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, and when we talk about a pride in a child, we understand there's a thin line between pride and arrogance. Mm-hmm. But teach that child to be proud of himself and what he can produce from himself. And that we'll give him a leg up.
I was going to ask Reverend Melanie to sing that right
there. You got it. You remember Reverend Argentina used to always say, and if I never had a problem, mm-hmm. I never know that God could solve it.
There you go.
I never knew that God could bring me through it all. Because that's what we're going through right now when we look around through it all. And perception is reality. I'm not minimizing some of the things that we've gone through, but it's some stuff out here that's really big and really real. And folk are still praising God in the midst of that. That's incredible. That's incredible. In Haiti right now, I imagine if we had a direct connection to them, they still know that God is good.
Mm-hmm.
In Louisiana, we know they know God is good because even after Hurricane Katrina, they still rebuilt. They still had whatever. And so they're going to do it again. But yeah, through it all, we've got to learn. We've got to learn to trust. And that's the important thing, to trust, to rely upon spirit totally. Do we do that?
And you're so right. I'm so glad you read that, the lyrics to that song,
mm-hmm.
because that's when we have to find that inner strength. That's when we have to find that joy through the darkness of the night, you know, because that's why we're here.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly why we're here.
So that we can overcome the challenges, the difficulties, those moments when it seemed like there is no hope,
mm-hmm.
when we can find ourselves ready to be lifted up and go forward through all of the moments at hand. You know, I think when they decided to have a Labor Day, that's what it was all about,
mm-hmm.
to take a moment aside and rest. But this is an interesting time period. Before we went on the air, we were talking about how Labor Day came about. And you shared to me, it was a time period when the UAW and AFL, CIO, and those various organizations wanted to honor the workers.
Mm-hmm.
But I also would like to honor those spiritual workers,
yeah.
those individuals who in times of difficulty found that inner strength within themselves. To honor those mothers and fathers who was able to lift their families up and pave the way to go through it. You see, the real laborers were those spiritual workers, that spirit within us that was resilient, through the challenge. So maybe Labor Day should also include not just those who are doing the physical labor, but we should honor that spiritual laborer, so that spiritual inner strength, who had that Joshua strength or that Caleb strength, that who didn't give up, that strength of David who fought against the Goliaths in our lives. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, maybe that should be a labor day for that energy within us.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about spiritual strength, I can remember to this day, I can remember my grandmother praying.
Oh, yeah.
And I can remember my grandmother saying, Lord, bless my child, bless my children and my children's children. Okay. And I can say I am the recipient.
Absolutely.
Of true prayer. Mm-hmm. I am the recipient of true prayer because she said, bless my children and my mm-hmm. children's children, where she prayed for the generations on down. And I am still receiving the blessings that she prayed.
Absolutely. Oh, listen. And we're going to take one moment. For those of you who are listening, I want you to think about those prayer warriors, those yes. prayer laborers yes. in your family. Because when Maxine prays.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we have prayer warriors in Detroit Unity Temple.
Yes, we do.
And I'm gonna tell you. And when Miss Juanita Powell,
yes,
say a prayer.
Yeah,
Miss Powell, if you listening, if somebody who listening to this mm-hmm. podcast, you tell her we called her name. Miss Powell is one of our senior, lovely, wonderful, passionate individuals.
Yes, she is.
But when those prayer warriors, those laborers of prayer, go deep in their soul. Like you described, Reverend David,
yes.
you can feel the echo chamber inside of them go deep.
Absolutely.
And it's almost like they hit that bass.
Now. Yeah, that's right.
And so because our World Day of Prayer, the title is All Is Well With My Soul.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, as within, so without, when your soul, the essence of your being is well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything going to be all right. That's for real. When you say my soul, you know what I'm saying? When you say that, that means every fiber of all them 72 trillion cells. You talk about, remember, guys, like all that stuff comes together. When your soul is okay, you know that everything is going to be all right. That's important.
James Cleveland had that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, James Cleveland had that. So that
soul.
Yeah.
And that soul.
You are listening to a Unity Moment right here at Detroit Unity Temple, 17505 2nd Avenue, located in Detroit, Michigan, 48203. Our phone number is 313-345-4848. We're about to get good right now.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about something that's going very deep. And we hope you're listening to it because we got to take a little moment just to talk about those. When we call it Labor Day, we're switching to those soul labor days.
Mm-hmm.
Those soul warriors, those prayer warriors. Because, you know, people want to give it just to the laborers. But, you know, that's what makes it so much more as we get to this time of the year. Because this is where the real prayer warriors come out. Well, you talked about something, David. You said you was getting ready to go to school and your mother put a prayer on you.
Yeah, she did.
Because this is the time when it get real tough.
Yeah.
Right before it get to the winter season. See, summer is over. And some people, some parents, they know this is where it gets real thick. This is where it gets real deep.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't have it now, you had to get it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because winter is about to come. The squirrels start gathering nuts. You know, some people, the birds start building their nests real good because they know what's coming.
Clearly the deer out there are doing it because I just saw one in Palmer Park. I was like, well, let me slow down so you can get across. Please.
It is. People don't think about it. They call it Labor Day because this is where the labor starts.
Mm-hmm.
This is it.
Yeah, that's right.
Those who have to prepare for winter, you better start doing it now.
That's
the farmers start pulling in the stock.
Yeah.
One of the things that we look at, too, when we're talking about the soul, I believe it was in the 3rd epistle of John, he said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So it lets us know how necessary it is to bring forth the prosperity of the soul. And as you were saying now, when the soul is prosperous, all things are prosperous around it.
Oh,
but you've got to have the prosperity of the soul.
And if your soul is well, all things are well.
It is.
Because, you know, people don't understand. That goes deep. And you said
the essence. That's the essence of your being. When your soul is okay, you're in a good place.
And we know as metaphysicians, soul consists of both conscious and subconscious minds. So therefore, when both of those come together, and you can sing like the songwriter said, it is well with my soul, then you're in good shape.
Listen, that's how the blues get it. The blues... When the blues
it's well playing, with my soul.
When the love songs came out.
That's just so important. And once again, as we're preparing for, because the kids are getting ready for their second and third weeks of school.
Yeah.
They get ready for that. Yeah, we got to make sure that not just we know it. So it's wonderful that your grandma prayed for you, but we got to pray for our kids and our grandkids. And we have to teach them, because sometimes they feel like they're by themselves on a bus. In a car, they got to learn how to pray for themselves also. That's what I thank my grandmother for, to teach me how, you know what I'm saying? I'm in a car, she's like, scream it out, do what you got to do. Them folk don't know you, say what you got to say. Leave me alone, I'm good, you know? And so I do. I have to laugh sometimes because she prayed for me, but she also taught me how to pray.
Can I tell you about a story of a man I met, a friend of mine?
Yeah.
This is a true story too. For the sake of, I'm not going to mention his name, but he was working in one of those nightclubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was serving as a valet. And two men came over to shoot this particular person. And they literally killed him. And they looked for witnesses. Mm. And they saw him with an AK-14. He, the spirit told him to get down. The first bullet hit him in his kneecap. Second bullet took out his arm. Third bullet caught him in his hand. All he could think about during that time as he was going down was he didn't want his mother to lose another son 20 years ago. And as he was unconscious, he stayed on that thought. But his soul brought him through. As I was talking to him today, he said what held him through was he didn't want his mother to bury another son.
And he held on to that thought, and every thought is a prayer.
And his soul held him together. He said, I was so grateful because, he said, my mother was able to have a son, see her to glory.
That's right.
And he said, my soul was so strong for her. And he said, it lifted me up because I wanted her to know that I was with her.
Yeah.
And he said his mother was so glad that she was able to see her son live on.
That's right.
So he said that his soul was so rich, he kept saying to himself, it was all well that his soul.
Yeah, she had to have poured something into him for him to even do that. Because some folk are like, I'm tired, I can't hang on. But she had to have poured something into him that's his thought when it could have been the end, that he held on for his mama.
Yeah, think about that.
That's serious.
Because that's what goes into our soul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Prosperity of the soul.
Charles Fillmore says this, I am a child of the living God. I have within me all the creating power of the Christ. It radiates from me and blesses all whom I contact. It is my life, my strength, my courage, my patience, my peace, my poise, my power, my wisdom, and my understanding, my joy, my inspiration, and my abundant supply. Unto this great power, I entrust all my problems, knowing they will be solved in love and justice. O Lord Christ, I have laid all my desire upon thine altar, and I rest in thy graciousness. The sevenfold affirmations.
Yes.
This has been a wonderful story, a wonderful day. We need to tell them what's going to happen on September the 9th, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Go ahead, Reverend David, and tell us what's going to take place.
September the 9th will be what we have celebrating our Unity World Day of Prayer.
Yes.
It's a prayer vigil, and it actually goes from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Prayer sessions will be held every hour, and there's an interfaith service celebrating the diversity of faith traditions in our community with a focus on no matter circumstances, all is well within my soul. This transcends age, race, denominations, and faith. We bring all of these ideas together to make it a total celebration. That's September the 9th on Thursday, Unity World Day of Prayer.
And we will be joined by other Unity churches, such as Unity of Farmington. We'll have churches by Reverend David Garash and other Unity outstanding speakers of faith, from Muslims, from Catholics, from Jewish faith. You know, you just have to join us. And no matter where you may be living or hearing this message, on that day, September the 8th, take a moment to pray.
Let's pray.
So this brings us to another conclusion of another wonderful episode of A Unity Moment. We hope you have enjoyed this journey with us. We hope you have enjoyed traveling with us. We have something in Unity we say, we all have to teach, to inspire others, and to serve.
Yes.
So we want to say thank you for being a part of A Unity Moment. It's brought to you by Detroit Unity Temple. We would love to hear from you. Go to our Facebook page. It's called A Unity Moment Podcast Facebook. Send us a note. Send us a message. Let us know that you appreciate. And at the same time, if you have a particular project or thought or idea, let us know. We will definitely bring it up as a conversational piece.
Yes.
My name is Pastor Gregory Geis.
Reverend Melanie Porch Donahue.
Reverend David Stubbs.
And we would like to leave this thought with you.
The light of God surrounds us.
The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is.
Have a wonderful day, everyone. And we look forward to having another conversation with you next week. God bless.